The pandemic is a tough time to be a parent for a lot of reasons. Our next guest has been tracking the mental and emotional health consequences for parents and families, in part by asking them how they're doing. She found that a lot of parents are struggling in different ways, but a lot of people also report some positive developments. Margaret Kerr is an assistant professor of human development and family studies at UW-Madison and a specialist at the UW Extension. She surveyed parents about their experiences during lockdown in late April and is working on collecting more data now. Maggie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you first surveyed parents back in April. We had the shutdown starting, schools closing. What kind of things were you looking to find out then?
Yeah, so, you know, that was at the beginning of all of this without really an understanding of how long this was going to go on. But all of a sudden, it was a big disruption to parents' daily lives and routines. So parents were either working from home and trying to juggle childcare, which all of a sudden, you know, daycare was not as available, schools were closed, and or they were trying to go to work to their essential job and without reliable forms of childcare. So it was a big disruption. And I wanted to figure out what parents were feeling. That's really what my research surrounds. And this is a time in which parents are just really dramatically affected. And so I wanted to get some understanding of what they were going through, what their mental health looked like, and what their emotional experiences looked like.
On the negative side of things, and there were some negatives, so what were some of the things that struck you most in that initial survey?
The thing that struck me the most is that levels of anxiety and depression in parents were much higher than what we would see in the normal population, specifically about 2 in 5 parents, about 40% of parents reported symptoms of moderate to severe anxiety or depression or both. And that's really high. And then specific to the coronavirus pandemic, 2/3 of parents in the sample reported that COVID has negatively impacted their psychological health. And those are just really big mental health impacts.
What did parents say about ways that they worried anyway about how this is affecting the way they parented, the way they interacted with their kids?
So some of the things that we asked some general questions about what they're worried about. And this is unsurprising. Most parents were worried about their family's health, COVID-19 in general. Most parents were stressed about leaving the house, but also social distancing and having to stay home, which I think puts this whole thing in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. And then we asked them specifically about how their emotions and behaviors were different than how they usually were. So this is not perfect because it's hard. Sometimes in that moment, it's hard to remember what things were like before. But most parents said, about 2/3 said that they were having more worries and anxiety than usual and more anger and frustration than usual compared to prior to the pandemic.
We are talking about how parents are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic mentally and emotionally and in the ways they deal with their kids. Margaret Kerr is with us from UW-Madison. She's done surveys on these issues, looking at it again. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a parent, what are some of the downsides of parenting during this pandemic? Have you found ways that it's brought you closer together? You can join us at 800-642-1234. If I'm reading your survey right, parents did report some positive things about how they're connecting with their kids. What did we find out?
Yeah, they definitely did. So about almost 60% of parents said they're feeling closer to their children than they felt before the pandemic started. And also that about half said they're feeling more gratitude than they were before. And in addition to that, those just survey measures, we had some open-ended questions. And some of the things that parents reported were that they felt like when slowing down the hustle bustle of day-to-day life, they were able to connect with their kids a little bit more, pay more attention to their schooling than they're able to because they were you know, literally helping them do it. And to be just a little more in tune with the day-to-day routines of their kids.
Now, this study was back in April, and I remember I, like a lot of other people, a lot of other parents for that matter, was thinking, well, this is going to be a rough couple few weeks. Well, now it's September, and things are getting actually worse here in Wisconsin. As you continue to look at these things and think about them, what do you worry about, given that this is kind of a long-haul situation now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there's this concept called parenting burnout that's been talked about a lot since COVID started. And it's this idea that parents are experiencing chronic parenting stress to the extent that they're don't have the energy to engage in parenting, have sort of a loss of accomplishment in parenting. It's similar to job burnout, but around parenting. And that happens when parents are stressed for a long time. And so one of the things that I worry about, the levels of parenting burnout were not that high in that initial study, but it was really a short-term stressor at that time. And so what I worry about is what is it looking like as parents are still 6 months, 7 months later, trying to manage schooling for their kids while also holding their job or potentially finding a new job at the same time, in addition to the stress about health and things like that. So we're actually collecting, we weren't originally planning to follow up with these participants, but we weren't originally thinking this would be necessary. And so we're going to collect a little bit more data to find out what's going on now.
Now, no parents alive right now, unless they're, I don't know, 120 years old, has parented in a situation like this. Are there lessons we can draw, though, from what we know about parents and mental and emotional health that could help people right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's once we're really able to dive into this data, which we have a little bit, that's what I'm hoping to learn out of this is not just what they were experiencing, but who fared better or worse and why. So what are some of the additional things that made this easier or harder? And some of the things that we have found out so far is parents who are able to regulate their own emotions well are doing better, and parents who are able to engage in some coping strategies themselves are doing better. And so what I think some lessons that we can take away from this is that, and this is a lesson that I've been trying to focus on for a while, which is it's really important for parents to take care of themselves. And there's this idea around parenting now that we have to give up everything for our kids, even at the expense of our own needs and wants. And that's not good for parents. And I think this pandemic is illuminating just how not good that is for parents. And so I hope one of the takeaways is helping parents focus on themselves, do things that they need to do to feel rested and rejuvenated and fulfilled.
We're talking to Margaret Kerr, Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison and a specialist at UW Extension. We're talking about the challenges facing parents during the pandemic, especially when it comes to mental and emotional health and how they interact with their kids. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a parent, what has your experience been like? Have you been grateful for more time spent with kids? Have you been feeling overwhelmed? Maybe a little bit of both. What is it that you're finding particularly stressful? Or has something worked for you? Something that's helped you get through all of this that you could maybe share with other parents listening? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Margaret Kerr, Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison. We're talking about her research on the emotions and the mental well-being of parents during the pandemic. You can join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. Parents, what have been some of the biggest struggles or maybe wins for you lately? What's your strategy for keeping on keeping on. If you're busy parenting, maybe that's not why you're not calling in right now. I respect that. But if you have a moment to spare, love to hear your story at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Maggie, we were talking about parental self-care just a few moments ago, and you asked people about that, the kinds of things they were doing in that late April survey. What did you find out?
Yeah, so the number one thing that parents were doing, which I think is really important, about 70% of parents said taking breaks from news, including social media. I think at the beginning of this, the news was really overwhelming, constantly seeing new information about COVID as it was coming out. And so I think just taking a break to disconnect. And then given the social isolation piece of this, another big thing that parents reported doing was connecting with other people. And that's a part that I think I can't emphasize enough, that it's important. A lot of parents and everyone lost some of their social connections and networks. And so finding ways to stay connected is really helpful for parents.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Mary Kay is with us in Kenosha. Mary Kay, hi.
Hi. I just became a grandma, so I know a lot about stress at this time. So CDC guidelines, you follow the CDC guidelines, you keep busy, you are up to date on your shots, you relax, you find time for yourself and time for your family. And you can keep your faith by watching it on TV until you can go back to church.
Mary Kay, thanks a lot. Congratulations, by the way. Thank you for calling in. So some of the basics there, Maggie.
Yeah, absolutely. And she hit on a point that I meant to mention, which is I think one of the things Mary Kay said, relax. And I think one of the things that parents can really do for themselves is just not try to be perfect right now. I don't think that's anyone's goal. And even if it is your goal, it's just not possible in the constraints that we have. And so if your kid watches a little more TV than you hoped or ate a few more snacks than you hoped, like just relaxing your expectations for yourself.
Thanks a lot for the call, Mary Kay, at 800-642-1234. Yeah, is there something just about the realization that this isn't just a me problem or my family problem? Kind of we're all going through this right now. Just thinking about that could help us cut ourselves more slack, do you think?
Absolutely. There is this idea around self-compassion and kind of for people to resonate in the fact that hard times and suffering is just part of being human. And I think right now there is this profound sense of everyone is struggling in a different way and different people are affected more and differently. But I think there are struggles for everybody. And at least for me, that gives me some, I don't want to say peace because it's not great that everyone is having a hard time, but it gives me like a sense of camaraderie and support, knowing that I can go to the people in my life, knowing that they are also going through something that we can talk about together.
Let's bring on another caller now. Jill is with us in Madison. Jill, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a parent to a middle schooler and a high schooler. And I guess one of my challenges right now, as I'm trying to make one of them some food and in between things, is they're on screens all the time, and I feel guilty because they have to be on screens for school, but then they want to be on screens to see their friends too, because that's the only way to see their friends. And so that's one thing. And ways that I'm trying to cope, my husband and I, we're trying to, you know, get outside, get some exercise. I need some alone time too outside, just to recoup. And we're binge watching Star Trek Discovery. I'll put in a plug for that. So that's helping us get a little break from reality. And so we that's our treat at the end of the day. So
that's fantastic. Jill, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. First of all, I think we can reassure Jill with the screen time thing. If nothing else, right, she's not alone.
No, that is, yeah, that's what I was going to say. That is just the reality of the situation that we are in. And it's, I want to encourage you not to feel guilty about it, because there's not a lot of other ways around it. And in some ways, the screens allow our kids to still be engaged, to still be engaged in school, to be able to connect with their friends. And if that wasn't there, they wouldn't be able to. And that they're you may not want them to be on the screens all the time, but you do want them to be taking advantage of the opportunity to connect with their friends and to have those social connections that are really important for their well-being.
Thanks a lot for that call. She also mentioned something that I think is important to acknowledge: less alone time. And people in their normal lives might be used to different levels of alone time, depending on their housing situation, how many people in the family and whatnot. But I'm guessing on average, we have a lot less of it now than we might be used to. How big a problem do you think that could be?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And I'm not an expert in that particularly, but I do think there are small moments of alone time that we had that we don't have, like maybe in our car driving to the store or driving home from work. And so I think that it can be a problem, but I also think that it's just an adjustment in the way that we think about our time and how we spend our time. And so finding ways to carve in that alone time differently. Maybe it means a 5-minute walk outside by yourself or a phone call to a friend in another room, but making a more intentional effort to find that space where it might have just been built into our routine before.
Jill, thanks again for that call. We're talking to Margaret Kerr, Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison, talking about mental and emotional well-being for parents during the pandemic. Back to your calls now. Frank is with us in Milwaukee. Frank, hello.
Hi.
What's going on with you, Frank?
Well, thanks for having me on. I heard the first part of the show where, you know, everyone was saying that it was great being home with the kids, and it really is. It was great. We had 2 under 5 at home, and then we had a 3rd at the beginning of March. And it was great being at home, being able to watch them go through steps. But now 7 months later, you know, our 5-year-old's in virtual, and he goes to an immersion school that speaks a different language. So we're in the middle of trying to find someone to help us out at home. Both of us are working. And, you know, so it's just been kind of a roller coaster, you know, with how great it felt. And when the first shutdown kind of went away, I felt a little sad because I knew that I wouldn't have as much time with my kids. You know, so, but now, I mean, it's kind of getting to the point where everything is a little stressed, from school to even just trying to get regular hours at work. It's been a roller coaster.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for sharing that. Good luck to you and your family as you try to navigate all of this. A roller coaster, Maggie. I'm guessing a lot of people might feel similarly, right?
Absolutely. That's sort of an analogy I use for parenthood in general. I think it's a roller coaster. And so this is just like getting on that new roller coaster at the amusement park that has the higher hills and, you know, the steeper drops, I think is the situation we're in now.
Frank, thanks for calling in. Time for another caller or two. John is with us now in Madison. John, hello.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just kind of wanted to bring up, you know, the social needs of both parents and, you know, the children. I guess for myself, you know, our son has been just dying to see people outside of our household, you know, and just like playing with other kids. You know, he's definitely has gained a bit of weight during this. And, you know, and as a parent, we feel that we can't get away from our kids. And so it's something that, you know, trying to figure out ways to step aside, you know, or step outside of the household or something to just have a breather, but then, you know, your kids are kind of stuck. So I just kind of wanted to point that out and, you know, say that I'm totally grateful that I'm, you know, seeing my kids more. I'm working from home and I'm around them, but it's like, wow, I'm just like, I want to throw this kid through a wall or something.
John, thanks a lot for the call. Again, that upside, the frustration, and that lack of social connection with other grownups sometimes, Maggie, a common theme I think that you're getting in your surveys.
Absolutely. And I just want to speak to that by saying this is like a both and situation. You can feel grateful for having extra time for your, with your kids and knowing that that's a special thing and feeling good about that, and also feel overwhelmed and frustrated and stressed. I think those things can exist at the same time. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing in the study. And the other thing I would speak to is just the difference between when it first happened. I think that last caller really touched on at the beginning, it was so great. And now it's been 7 months of doing the same thing. And so that's why it's important to look at the data I collected in the context of being in April, which was very different than where we're at and what we might be feeling today.
Thanks again for that call and all your calls. In our last minute or so, Maggie, what are you watching for? What kind of trends are you trying to spot now?
Yeah, I think the things I'm hoping to look at going forward is just how are we going to adapt? How are we going to make this work for parents? How can we support them? And yeah, just what can we do for them going forward, and what is this going to look like? And is it going to change? One of the things I'm hoping to see is maybe some changes in how we approach parenting in general over the long term.
Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Margaret Kerr is an assistant professor of human development and family studies at UW-Madison and a specialist at the UW Extension. We talked about parental stress during the pandemic. She did surveys in late April and is working on more now.